Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Scoop the poop. Scoopity poop.
Is that Kanye song?
Yeah.
Ow.
One and only.
Yeah. I heard that he actually, Drake wanted that beat, and that's why he did that. Because he bought the beat.
Who knows the real story? He just put out a fresh fucking beat that took the world by storm, baby.
Yeah, they
all say, those years ago.
They say that basically Drake wanted that beat really bad, so Kanye made a joke song over it, so Drake couldn't use it.
Good. Drake said some disrespectful things about Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he said a couple and about Nicki Minaj.
Mm-hmm.
Well, welcome everybody to episode 299.
That's right.
Super Mega Cast.
Almost at the big 300. Can you believe it, ladies and gentlemen?
God, so close. One away. Just one away.
Matt is now shirtless.
It's hot in here, man. Maybe it's just me. Is it stuffy in here?
Doesn't feel all too bad. I mean, I am wearing a tank top and shorts and... Maybe I could afford to take these puppies off.
Take those Crocs off.
My Crocs.
Baby. No Crocs. Like, you don't need Crocs on the couch.
Oh,
yeah, let those little bees breathe.
I need to clip my toenails. They're getting pretty fierce.
No, dude, grow them out.
Okay.
It's the summer. Till they
curl downward or upward or whatever.
It's white boy summer again, you know?
It's always white boy summer, baby.
Well, it's beautiful black woman summer as well. So one episode until 300. We're sitting in our fully deconstructed podcast set right
no!
now.
It looks awful.
It was perfect, and then it got fully deconstructed for some reason. Well, Layton needed to iron the damn curtains.
Well, he's been needed
to... Well, I've been asking him to iron the damn curtains for months, and then he said, well, he can't iron them because they're too hard to iron.
He's gonna listen to this, big. And it's gonna break his little heart.
I know. And then he had to hire a company to come steam them tomorrow.
I don't think that's happening anymore.
The steaming?
I think he heard some advice and something about wallpaper remover.
What?
And then how that'll be that's the secret trick and that he's going to do that.
What?
And you have to do it while you put them up. So that's why they're on the couch or something.
Okay. I have no clue. I have no idea.
Do you want to hear him explain it himself?
No, not really.
Okay.
You know, that's going to be a whole thing, take a whole 5 to 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to understand a single bit of it.
Yeah.
So.
Well, he usually speaks in a different language for some reason when he's telling us stuff.
Yiddish? What is it?
I don't know. Maybe he learned Unilog and he's trying to impress you.
Well, I
would you recognize it if he was talking it to you?
I haven't brushed up in a while. I'm a little bit rusty at Unilog right now. But
how rusty is your Japanese?
It's pretty rusty.
Is it?
Yeah.
You can still hold a decent conversation, you'd say?
Yeah, enough of it's like deep burned into my memory at this point, just from trying to learn it for so long that like there's a lot I just don't think I'll ever forget.
Yeah.
Like a lot of the basic stuff. And like reading it and writing it. For like a good portion,
being obsessed with it,
yeah, that really helped me out.
Like taking graph paper and just practicing each character over. Well, that's what you have to do.
Yeah,
that's what we did when we were kids and we were learning to write our alphabet.
Except It's a lot easier to draw the letter C than it is to do like a 27-stroke Chinese character.
Well, they wanted to be all fancy with
it. Yeah, they chose to write like that, you know? It's fucking ridiculous. like who the hell can read that?
Not me.
Not me.
Have you even seen Arabic?
Oh my, don't get me started on that God. One, dude. Bunch of squiggles.
Oof. And some dots here and there.
Yeah, they just throw dots wherever they want.
Like those damn Russians. But at least I can understand some of the shapes in Russian.
Some of the shapes in Russian make sense, but the backwards N and the backwards R, that's messed up.
That throws me for a loop every time.
Is it R? Is it N? What the hell is it?
Who knows? What sound does it make? Nice.
Yeah, dude. Fucking, that's right. That's right.
Fucking tag those Russians, baby.
I have skin peeling off of my arm and hand as we speak. Look at that. That's disgusting.
Yep. Matt came on himself. This time, though, it was a bit of a hot, some would call it a boiling substance shot from his cock.
Do you see this?
I am.
Yeah. I came on my belly and burned myself a little bit. Yeah.
They say, I told you cum was warm.
Well, I knew it was warm. I just didn't realize that it was going to be that hot.
How was the first time masturbating?
Honestly, I guess I think I hyped it up too much in my head.
Still better than sex.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely better than sex.
Especially if you're all nice and like a dry hand.
Yes. A dry hand is the way to go. It's like a rough, like calloused hand. But basically, I have all the skin is peeling off my arm.
Third degree burns.
Actually, they're fourth degree. I have to go to the hospital. Actually, I got to go right now. It's infected.
Your skin's bubbling still.
It's fucking shiny. It's fucking shiny and like peeling off because I had a. So
do you hear this guffawing?
Yeah,
going
I hear
on?
Something. It's distracting me. I hear a fucking bunch of screaming and giggling outside. Don't they know when we're recording the podcast they need to shut it?
Like, completely. They need to go in their separate little fucking boxes, close it, lock it, and we'll come in and unlock it when we're done.
It's quiet reading time.
Yes. Okay. SSR.
It seems like it's stopped. Okay.
Thank God. Just when I hear our employees filled with joy, it makes me go, that doesn't sound like work.
We're doing something wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. But basically, there's a stain by my bed on the carpet from a protein shake. It's not cum. No, it's
shake.
A protein shake. It's hardened because it's protein. So I'm like, fuck. So I got like a carpet cleaner to get it out with, which I filled up with water, took it upstairs. Then I boiled a pot of water because I was going to put boiling water on it, kind of like course. Break it down. I go over to the pot. It's bubbling like crazy. I pick it up. I want to get to my room as fast as possible while the water is as hot as it is. I start walking. There's a little quarter-sized drop of water on the floor from the machine. And I just fucking, banana peel slip and then splash the entire pot of boiling water all over, like, straight down my arm and my right hand.
It's insane. And it's weird, though. It's like all, like, I can see your tendons and stuff. It burned through. I'm surprised you haven't gone to the hospital.
Yeah, look, actually, if I move this little part right here, you can see the bone through it.
Yeah. Okay, it's like a little bit of like a translucent like skin thing.
Also, it's cool. You don't realize like when you move your fingers, how much actually happens inside your arm.
But
like,
now you can see that. Yeah, I can see all those muscles. Grown an appreciation for it.
Like when I move these two fingers, those tendons all the way in the back of my arm move.
Yeah.
But yeah, it hurt pretty bad, but...
Luckily, burning oneself with scalding water would go.
It was boiling. It was still bubbling in the pot when I slipped.
Well, thank God you didn't get any serious like.
Yeah, I got very lucky because honestly, like I could have if I had splashed myself in the face with my eyes open.
If you told me you spilled boiling water on yourself and you showed me that, I'd be like, nuh-uh. You got some good skin. Got some like. Turtle like shell skin.
Yeah, I think because it was a quick splash, like poof,
yeah,
and it was such a quick exposure that, man, and it sucked too because like it felt hot when it happened, but like I think I was kind of in shock of the concept of what was happening.
Usually, at first, you don't feel it at all.
I felt the splash and it was hot, but in my mind, there was that shock of oh fuck because I knew exactly what was happening as it was happening. I was like fuck. And I like jumped up and I like grabbed my arm and I like shook it off and it was all over like my pants and shit.
And you like held it under cold water.
Yeah,
and
I looked at
it in a tub.
And I was like, oh my God, this is going to hurt in like 5 minutes. So then I had to go put it in cold or semi-cold water for like 30 minutes. And I think that was the main thing that helped it. So I just plunged it in and I kept
it. It's immediately, what do they say? If you get burned or something, run it under cold water immediately. ASAP, baby.
Yeah, and I just did that. And then Jim got me some stuff at CVS and I wrapped my arm up last night. Last night it fucking sucked. It hurt very bad. But today it's, you know, it's fine. It's better. I didn't expect it to heal this quickly. So that's an update on my life.
Hold on. Shift around in the chair a little bit.
That's not me. The squeaking. Yeah, what is that?
That's what I'm trying to piece together.
Wait, don't.
Y'all can't hear it.
Is it a bird outside?
Maybe.
The hell is that?
A cricket? In our walls? Well, it's not doing it anymore. Yeah, it's not the chairs.
It's like a high-pitched squeak.
It goes, dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. Wait, mic stand?
No. I think it is my chair.
Something in your chair, maybe. This is very entertaining.
Yeah, just like silent. Like I'm shaking my chair. I don't know what the fuck that is.
Oh, well.
Oh, well. Yeah.
Y'all can't hear it.
Sucks to not be able to hear it.
Or maybe they can.
Yeah, maybe they can. Or maybe you, when you're listening, you're convincing yourself you can hear
this
it.
This thing of the pick up Michael Jackson's high notes.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and those are a little bit not as high as the squeak we're hearing right now.
Yeah.
So it's maybe we have like a little mouse.
Oh, you know? God.
Dude, I wish we had a little mouse and it was like the type in the cartoon where like the baseboard of the floor, there's like that little like archway.
Like a little hole.
Yeah.
There should be like a little wooden door he comes out of. There's little curtains.
We just put like a little piece of cheese in front of it and he comes and gets it. I would love that, dude.
And he nods his head in appreciation and goes back in and feeds his wife and children.
If I ever have to build a house, if I'm ever forced to construct a house, I'm going to put one of those in. And I'll put like a little mini living room behind it.
I'm remembering some Family Guy Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse bit.
Yeah.
What was it? I feel like there's like visually just because of the whole mouse thing. But in my head makes it feel like
Are they like fighting?
Yeah, they're fighting like or something. Abuse yeah. Like it's like off color or something. Like I'm like, I'm gonna look
because
up.
Mickey and Minnie would never do that. You know, you just could not picture them in that situation. So when Seth MacFarlane puts them in such, it is so it's shocking.
Oh, yeah, it was definitely green. Boy, let me tell you, he was eyeing that drip the whole time, caught him in the act.
God, people make the darndest things.
Was that a Family Guy edit?
Yeah.
Man, the rest of the podcast, like after episode 300, should just be us. Just so there's the I think that there's this one Family Guy clip. I mean, like 5 minutes of trying to find it on YouTube and then just like, never mind. But there is this one that, where Peter, he gets like a helicopter, you know? And, he calls it the Peter copter. And, trying to find it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't find
it. This one time, one of my cousins, I went over to his house and he came in a corner. It's pretty weird.
Yeah.
Pretty crazy.
Are you referencing my horror?
Yeah. I can't get that out of my head. Not just that. Wait, no. You came in a corner. Your cousins came on a dresser or on a wall. They had a cum wall.
This kid I knew from college. His cousin. It wasn't my cousin.
But you came in the corner.
Yes, I did.
Yes, I did. Dude, I came in socks. Used to.
So I thought that you had to jerk off with a sock on your penis.
No.
That's like what I thought. So I tried it and I was like, this hurts.
Like I just used it like I would have.
Yeah, no, I thought in middle school that you were supposed to like just put it over your dick.
That would hurt.
And it did hurt.
That would feel weird.
It did. It was not comfortable. And they were like cheap ass Walmart socks too.
Ugh.
They were my dad's socks.
Crusty socks,
yeah.
Eh?
Hey, yeah. Man, dude, this is disgusting, my arm right now.
I know. It's just kind of off-putting. It looks like you didn't put any antibiotics on it at all.
No, it's pulsating.
It's like crusting around like the perimeter of the burn.
Yeah, I think that's
But like it looks like healing. A dry healing. Foam, like a dry yellow foam.
Oh, I think the immune system is pretty... That's probably just something it does.
Yeah, I mean, your body wants to fix itself.
Yeah, yeah. I definitely think it's doing that, because it wasn't not... See how, like, where I'm not hurt? See how I can see the blood vessels and they're black? And they're slowly... I've noticed that the blackness is going further up my arm now. And I think that's... I don't think that's bad.
No? I think it's fine. As you said... Body heals itself, and if the doctor... Well, you didn't see a doctor.
I don't need to... They're fucking crackpots, dude.
They just want to get you on... They want to hop you up on Ritalin.
They want to put me on Ritalin and Oxycontin and then fucking charge me $7,000?
When you got kids on Ritalin?
We've got kids on Ritalin. Adults on Oxycontin.
You know, I want to live in a world where there are no pharmaceutical drugs and people don't have to take these drugs to feel good.
Yeah, so does everyone else.
Yeah, we can live in that world if we take away the pharmaceutical drugs. Listen,
and
you got kids on Ritalin? Tom Cruise impression.
Does he say that?
Yeah. Something of that ilk.
Wait, is he saying taking away the pharmaceutical companies, everyone will suddenly just be happy? There will be no depression or anxiety?
He's saying people should not take antidepressants and such.
Well, they should just be happy like him.
Yes, exactly. He found a way to be happy. By being a millionaire who belongs to the biggest yes man corporation to exist for rich celebrities.
Yeah. So if the rich celebrity says be happy, honestly.
Sorry, religion. Religion.
Yeah. Man, we should join Scientology, dude. I've been saying this for a while. I'm kind of interested.
Do you think they're going to make a sequel, Going Clear, again? Have they done more? They've had to have done more shit that people just aren't aware of.
Oh yeah, definitely. Well, I'm sure more is going to come out in the future about Scientology. What, that squeaking's killing me, man.
I know, I don't know what it is. Is it the table?
No, but see, when I'm moving to my chair, it's not happening.
Yeah.
But it's always when I'm talking. What the hell? I'm
trying to shake my leg like I do.
What, dude, this sucks.
The squeaking episode.
This is the episode with the phantom squeaks.
There are phantom squeaks going on in this room.
It's like it sounds like bicycle, like.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fucking weird, dude. Maybe the room is bugged.
Sounds like a bed frame.
It does.
When I'm with your mom.
Only that many times, too.
Hey, you know, pumper and dumper.
Yeah,
that's what Jim says.
Yeah, that is what Jim says. And he is good at it, too.
Oh, yeah.
He pumps and dumps like there's no tomorrow. That boy does not ever use... I don't think he's ever used a condom once in his life. Doesn't need them.
Damn it, my penis fell off.
Okay, we'll go to ad breaks then.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Where'd my penis go? Hold on. Well, look deeper under the couch. Your cock's... Yeah, I think you must have gone under the couch.
Oh, shit. It just fell out of my pocket.
Oh. Yeah, in your pocket the whole time.
Yeah.
Silly goose.
Okay, well... Welcome back. Well, hold, welcome back, everyone. Well, hold up. Gotta get this thing on.
Is this thing on? That's what Jim does to women in the grocery store. He pulls out his erect penis and he taps on the tip of it and goes, is this thing on?
Jim is like a type five whenever I see him.
What's a type five?
You go up on like a, like on stage, like a comedy club, you get 5 minutes.
Oh, I didn't know that's what that was. Yeah, Jim's always delivering his stand-up jokes to people on the street. When he walks by him, he just throws them out at him.
He doesn't ask.
No, he just kind of throws them out.
He goes into it. Some of the bits are good, I will say. He needs to work on some with the Native epithets.
Yeah, and the Native American one. I've told him not to do that one. Yeah, with the impressions
that's the
stuff.
Main one, yeah.
That one, I'm like, Jim, that doesn't go. But he does it.
He's like, I'm
1%
Cherokee. And we're like, okay, Jim.
I don't know if that
like
gives
mother
him,
like son.
Yeah,
I guess in this instance,
apple doesn't fall far from the racist tree. So, but that's Jim, you know.
Yeah.
Jim's gonna gym. Jimmy's gonna gym.
Jimmy. Are you ready
yes.
for the last half? It's coming July
11th.
Okay,
it's a little over a month away. Better Call Saul, the final 6 episodes.
July 11th.
We haven't talked about Better Call Saul in a hot minute.
But because we can't. Because spoilers.
I know. We've been watching.
34 days. I have that countdown app that I put things so I can... Every now and then, if I need a boost of positivity, I can just be like, look at it and look at all the things that I'm excited for.
I need to do the same thing. I have one for when I want my album to come out.
You can color code them too. See, look at all this stuff.
I got this. The widgets on the phone screen.
Ooh.
So you could just see it all. It's beautiful. But basically, yeah. I'm thinking Arby's.
Ooh, I could go for Arby's right now.
Are you serious?
No.
Okay.
I just had food. That sounds
fucking
disgusting.
Dude, I don't think,
disgusting.
Like, Arby's, like, I know it's the meme that it sucks, but, like, it actually sucks.
Yes.
Like I know,
it's
like,
not good.
It's like this funny Shrek meme.
How can you be in the mood for Arby's?
You can't, dude. It's disgusting. It's like, when you think of fast food, like, roast beef sandwiches just don't come to mind for me.
The Arby's Corporation, is this the hill you really want to die on?
Sue us.
Yeah.
We dare you.
Pussies.
Yeah. Arby's, if you want to prove you're not pussies, go ahead and file a lawsuit.
Yeah, and to prove, and honestly, it'll be an easy case. All we'll have to do is eat one of your sandwiches on the stand.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
Judge like banging down his gavel. It's like someone's like choking down an Arby's sandwich. Your Honor, objection. That's the most disgusting sandwich my client's ever tasted. Overruled.
Fuck.
Yeah, how's your back stuff?
It's going. I mean, I still wake up kind of like in pain, and I forgot to take my pain medication.
Really?
I'm gonna go take my pain medication.
All right. I'll keep them entertained.
Okay, yeah, you better. Ooh, tell them how your sister's doing.
Okay. Hey, guys. My sister, Sam, she's doing great. She works in Dallas, Texas. She works in finance. So maybe some of you, when you go to the bank, you might unknowingly be talking to my sister. Who knows? She's married. No kids. Just got her first house. Her and her husband. Very, very, very proud of them. You know, something they worked for a very long time. And now they've done it. And I couldn't be happier. Not at all. It might not sound like I'm that enthralled, but I really am. Sometimes my tone doesn't match the way I feel on the inside. Because right now it's overwhelming glee. But my tone on the outside, you know, sounds semi-depressed or just apathetic, I guess you could say. Well, I'm not. I'm happy. I'm very happy. And I'm more happy that Ryan's back now.
I just mocked Layton.
I heard you. I heard someone mocking Layton's voice. I thought it was Layton, though. I thought it was Layton saying something, yeah.
It was me, baby.
It was you mocking him. Nice.
I just have to put him in his place sometimes.
Yeah, you really got to make fun of his appearance and voice to put him in his place.
Yeah.
If our employees step out of line, you know what to do.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't, you know, my arm's all burnt, but I don't need pain medication.
Okay, buddy.
I'm more into Eastern medicine.
Just take a warm bath.
Yeah. Solves all your problems.
Just do some Pilates.
I actually do what Keemstar recommended. Just have a couple sips of beer.
Oh, I actually have a question for the audience. Since so many want to help me out with my physical ailments. Am I just not supposed to go see a movie in a movie theater or like be comfortable playing video games? Like, do I just need to be comfortable with that fact for a while? Is that just something that I have to be like, all right, well, not seeing a movie in the theaters for a bit? Or is there a secret device that y'all that use that you ordered off of Amazon or you went to Walmart and got, or Rite Aid, I don't know where you shop, that's like, this is the secret tool where I can sit down for 2 hours with my sciatica.
You could just like stand up every now and then, but just seeing like a dude stand up in the movie theater.
Like in his, like, I'd always have to get a back seat and I'd make sure it's right under the projector too.
Just, it's unsettling when a man just quickly stands up in the movie theater. It's like, oh.
I start pacing back and forth.
what is he doing?
I start walking up and down the steps.
The guy comes in with a flashlight. Sir. Are you okay?
Yeah, just my back.
Oh, okay.
Because the pain, when I sit, the pain usually goes into three areas. It would be my ankle, my hamstring, and then my upper glute.
My neck, my back, my pussy, and my crack.
So I have a lumbar fucking support thing for my car. Is there any special device or special creams or medications that might help me be comfortable so I can enjoy the things that make me happy once again? If not, that's fine. If it's just suck it up and deal with it, unfortunately, well, for a few months.
You just had an MRI.
Yeah, but I don't have any results from it. They gave me a CD and said, this is your MRI. And I'm like, okay. The doctor will call you in a few days to give you his interpretation.
Oh, they gave
you
a CD and said, CD's nuts.
They didn't, because she was too old to know of this. I'm sure if she was younger, she would have cracked,
said that.
She would have cracked it quick.
Yeah. That's the problem with that, putting old people in these positions that need to be filled by young people. Like politics, we need more young people like Madison Cawthorn in politics.
Also, the ENT still hasn't gotten back to me, so my septum's still fucked.
Yeah, your septum is absolutely fucked. You have to have that surgery, dude. It's like, when you look up your nose, which I do very often, it's like actually sticking out. Like,
yeah.
Your septum is blocking one of your, it's like it's broken.
But right now they're haggling.
Does
with
it hurt?
Insurance.
Like when you touch it?
No.
Fucking haggling with insurance, dude.
They said it would be like 3 days, and it's been fucking forever.
Our goddamn healthcare system is so epic.
The vet I have for Lego is more responsive than like the actual doctors I go to.
Yeah, man, doctors and lawyers, they're all gonna burn in hell together.
Yeah.
Just, why, one of Bill Clinton's big promises.
I just wanna be fixed.
Like a dog? I knew you're going to cut your nuts off. One of Bill Clinton's big promises when he was in office that he campaigned on, and I only know this because some lady told me this out of the blue at some, I don't even remember where I was recently. She was like, you know, I remember. Oh, it was a creator clash. It was one of the doctors that was checking us out. She's like, I remember Bill Clinton, one of his big campaigns was he was going to make medical stuff have way less paperwork, and he was campaigning for less paperwork, and that just never happened. And I think about that a lot. That's a really interesting thing to campaign on.
Yeah, well, Bill Clinton's a pervert.
No, he's not, Ryan.
Did you know that? Did you know that Bill Clinton?
Did you know gaming on Bill Clinton? Did you know
Bill Clinton got his cock sucked? He got that sloppy toppy in the Oval Office.
I want to see like what it, like the with like the sidebars of the Did You Know game. Like, Bill Clinton got that sloppy toppy in the Oval Office. He did.
Bill Clinton committed sexual assault in the Oval Office.
He never stimulated the woman. He was stimulating himself. And when they said, did you have sexual relations, by that definition, and he said, no, I did not, by that definition, in his mind, he was not lying because he had the definition of sexual relations as him stimulating her.
I technically did not have sexual relations with this with that woman.
Technically.
Yeah, he just says it really quiet.
Did not.
Yeah, just,
and they're like, you lied. It's like, no, play it back. Look.
Technically.
Did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Monica.
Can you cut out when I, with the B sound?
On live TV. You guys cut out the stutter? No?
Where I almost said, almost called her a bitch.
Oh, well, now I went and did it. Dude, Bill Clinton.
Oh, Bill, what have you done?
Oh, Bill, you silly goose.
Just like betraying him as this oaf, like this dope, is so counterintuitive to like the shit that he actually did in like in the Oval Office.
Oh, man.
As president.
I blew up an aspirin factory. God damn it. I thought there were terrorists there. He was just making a fuck.
Oh, Hill. It's today's been a doozy.
Oh, Hill, I messed up bad.
Oh, don't look at the news, Hill.
What did you do now, Bill? You blew up an aspirin factory in the Middle East?
I told you not to look up the news. Now you're just gonna be mad at me.
Bill, three children are dead.
I'll go stand in my corner.
Yeah, I'll just go sit in the corner.
Don't forget your dunce cap.
Yes, Hill. He did. He blew up an aspirin. He said that there were terrorists and weapons there, and they drone striked it and blew it up. Turns out it was just an aspirin factory.
Aspen.
It was the Aspen factory.
An aspen factory.
I don't know why I can't say aspirin today. I keep saying aspen. Why don't they just English? Honestly, like, you know how like it kind of just simplifies as time goes on.
Yeah.
Instead of becoming more complex, it's just like,
why would it become more complex?
Yeah.
The point of language is to get your idea across in as little time as possible.
Well, I'm saying they just need to start cutting the bullshit out of a lot of words, like aspirin. Yeah. You know, just like cut things down, cut the fluff out of the words.
Where are you going today?
Yeah,
just talk like that.
You know, it's like
take aspirin.
Like you just basic. You it's less tongue work,
I'm
less vocal work.
7-Eleven.
Sevlev. I go Sevlev. You know,
I go Sevlev.
It makes sense.
Okay.
Dude, a lot of languages, it's like, if you break it down, it's literally just like, I go 7-Eleven. It's so stupid that it's not English.
I know. Just to make Americans sound even dumber than they already do.
Yeah. Well, before you know it, Joe Biden's going to make the national language Arabic.
These dumb, fat Americans. These stupid, dumb, fat Americans eating their cheeseburgers on their way to France.
God damn it. It's you know what's
not able to speak another language.
You know what they call it in France? You know what they call a quarter pounder in France?
A Royale with cheese.
I have to take a shit.
Go take a shit. We'll have another ad break.
Oh, I really got to take a shit.
Yeah, go take that shit, buddy.
Well, that was nice.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Took a nice little plop in the toilet.
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
Maybe some sludge. Was it more like a waterfall of sludge or some kerplops intermittent?
Yeah, somewhere in between, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, that's
what I'm talking about.
That's, man, all I'll say. I'll leave the rest up to the imagination.
That's what I'm fucking talking about.
That's what you're fucking talking about, man. And, yeah. What's new with Ryan McGee?
Well, I haven't been doing much besides, like, coming into work, going home, resting, going on walks. Like I said, I can't really do much shit. Just kind of been lazing about, going on walks, going on drives here, there to go to the grocery store or whatnot. Very basic stuff. I just want to be fixed so I can do things again and feel comfortable. Like I want to be comfortable, like coming over to your place and just hanging out.
Yeah,
like just standing around, just sitting down in whatever position I want, just being comfortable.
But it's the little things you take for granted.
It is.
You don't know what you got till it's gone. You know?
Yeah, well, it's been going on since 4:20.
Yeah, it looks like someone smoked a little too much pot.
That's what happened.
Too much chronic. I only want to refer to weed as chronic from now on. That term isn't used enough. Yo, Ryan, you smoking chronic today?
Yeah, I'd be smoking some green. I'd be smoking a little green.
Yeah, man, I'm hooked on chronic.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. A little chronic never hurt anybody.
When was the last time you smoked some chronic?
Last time I smoked some chronic. probably a couple weeks ago.
Ooh.
Probably like 2 or 3 weeks ago. I probably took a puff of some chronic off of somebody. Maybe like Rav or you or Layton. Yeah. Well, I ingested chronic.
Yeah.
More recently, within the last week. I took the edible version of chronic.
Ooh.
But.
Little gummies?
Yeah. Tiny little gummy. But it hit me like a train.
Is it like a 5 or 10?
10.
Ooh.
And man, I'll tell you what, dude. That chronic had me fucked up.
Nice.
Yeah, man.
That's fucking sick, dude. I'm so happy for
Thanks,
you. That's
dude.
Great.
Yeah, that shit had me fucked.
That's fucking fire.
Thanks, bro.
That's fucking lit.
Yep. Yeah, okay.
It was good. It was
yeah,
good.
It was cool. It was
yeah.
Good.
You know? How about you? I mean, other than your fucking burns, anything going on with you besides housing people for the umpteenth time?
Yeah. Everyone's hitting me up too, like, hey, can I come stay with you later this month? I'm just having to say no.
Yeah. You're also going to be housing Justin soon.
Yeah. I need to kick everybody out and force them to go live on the streets.
Get the fuck away from me.
No, I just want my studio, that's all. You know, Don's in there, snoring like a guy. I can hear Don. I can hear him with both my fans on through the wall snoring at nighttime. He's in a completely separate room, and I have two fans on. And
he's a loud snorer?
Yeah, I think he has sleep apnea, dude. The way he snores, it seems like sleep apnea. It's like he's choking on his tongue. But, you know, basically... I've just been chilling.
Like a villain.
Yeah, all right, okay. And then I started working on a project that I've been kind of sitting on for a couple years, and I finally have made, like, actual progress in it. And
Fanboys?
No, not Fanboys.
Oh, okay.
That's next year.
All right.
It's a little something. You'll see. I don't want to say too much.
Okay.
I'm doing porn.
Ooh. Yeah.
Masturbation videos.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Were you masturbating your mom?
No.
Oh.
Masturbating myself to my mom.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I was about to say, you got to get Ann in this.
Well, I have a picture of her.
She's the one that needs the money.
Yeah. I'm doing this for her. I want to buy my mom a house.
She kind of gaslit you into it. She just said, well, maybe if I go and stand on the streets, then maybe I'll get more money. And, you know, you have to come in and save the day.
Old Matthew saving the day again.
Yeah.
Yeah, but cut that out because I don't want people to know what my secret project is.
No, of course.
Yeah, but you guys will have to see in due time, you know, what my secret, Matthew's secret project.
Oh, I'm sure their fucking eyes and ears are tingling. And maybe their nose if it's a 4D experience.
Hey. I ain't saying nothing, you know?
You're not. Well, I mean, you are saying, you're saying some things, but nothing to give away the surprise.
It's a double negative. I ain't saying nothing. That means I'm saying something.
Yeah.
Fucking double negatives, dude. What the hell?
But you know what people mean when they say that shit.
Yeah, every time the teacher would correct you.
I ain't saying nothing.
That's a double negative, so you're saying something.
Shut up.
It's like, you know what I mean. Like, imagine can I go to the bathroom? I don't know. Can you?
Yes.
I mean, just piss right there in your pants.
May you go to the bathroom. Teacher. What are we having for lunch? Food.
May okay. I use the restroom?
Can you?
I hated that shit.
Isn't it the other way around?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to sow misinformation on
How
the internet.
Dare you? How fucking dare you?
It's a good day to spread some misinformation, is it not?
Well, I mean, a good day as any other.
Yeah. Let's spread some misinformation.
Life's been pretty boring, not gonna lie, outside of work. I can't really do much for work because I have to like lay down most of the time, which is why we're having problems. We just got this fucking co-op set up. But I, to be comfortable, like we can have recording sessions last 2 hours if we need it. And now we're having to take like probably 20, 30 minutes at a time and then take a break.
Yeah.
And then... You know, we have a little guest in our Let's Play room.
Oh yeah. Ravioli.
Yep.
He's sleeping in there. We just need to make like an encampment for all these people to go to, you know?
We need to get like a little guest house, the ones that you can make at Home Depot or like the ones that you can get pre-built at Home Depot and just like have people go in there.
We should get one of those tiny little pre-built like sheds at Home Depot.
Get them a really nice Dyson fan, you know?
Triple bunk beds.
Yeah.
Dawn on top, Rav on the bottom. And, you know, it's perfect. It's a match made in heaven. You know what I'm saying?
Justin could stay in there when he starts, you
know. Quadruple bunk beds then. Stack them four high.
Okay.
You know?
Let me just swallow some of my spit and my boogers.
Ew, dude.
Oh, it doesn't, it just kind of stays in the, you know, mid-throat.
That's disgusting.
Come on, man. Just swallowing some boogers, baby.
That's gross. That's really gross.
It's gross.
It's gross. It's really gross.
Boogers McGee.
They call him Snotty McGee.
He has to lay down like an old person.
You have to lay down.
Go on little walks. So cute.
Go on your little walk. Don't even talk to me. Yeah, man, I'm ready for your sciatica shit to be better.
Apparently, it could take months.
I'm going to go beat your trainer's ass, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to walk. I'm going to step into the ring with him.
How dare you condense my boy like an accordion?
I know, dude. He fucking squeezed you tight like a fucking accordion. You made the same sound, too.
I wish.
Now you're crying like the sound of an accordion, like expanding. Now as you're expanding.
I cry out in pain. It's like every morning I wake up and I'm like, I don't feel too bad. And then I move a little and I'm like reminded every morning of like, fuck, I'm still dealing with this shit.
That's so
I was hoping it was
annoying.
Like, you know, when you work out too hard and you get some sore shit.
Oh, yeah. I know about that.
Oh, hell yeah, brother. Well, it goes away after a while.
Yeah.
This hasn't gone away.
It's like that permanent.
Almost, it's been about a month and a half now.
Damn.
Who knows? I might have many more months to go.
I mean, is it...
I start physical therapy tomorrow.
Nice, nice.
So that's something.
It's not like something, though, that could last your whole life, right?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Hope not. Whenever I bring that up, I'm like, to the doctors, my worry is that this is just something I'm going to have to be dealing with for years and years down the road. And they're like... They usually just, oh, you're young, you know, you'll be good. But a part of me is like,
what does that mean?
Are you just saying like, I'm young now, so I'll suffer then and then I'll be better like when I'm older, like a day? Like, what do you mean by this?
Your body will heal. You'll feel better.
Your cells regenerate better when you're young. But if you have like a herniated disc that's pushing on your nerve, cell regeneration isn't going to help that.
Nope.
You know? Honestly, dude, if I gave you a good kick in the back, pop that disc back into place, honestly, could work. You know,
true. Well, it's the swelling that happens around the whatever the fucking.
Oh, it gets like inflamed.
Yeah,
and then it pushes on. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, maybe they could give you like an anti-inflammatory medication you could take every day.
I'm on that.
Oh, you are.
That's what the pain meds are.
Oh,
I also have muscle relaxers to take at night.
Oh, I wake up
dehydrated. I'm like,
yeah, I've always been kind of scared of taking muscle relaxers because I'm scared of like I'd shit myself in the bed.
Yeah.
Like, just wake up, just...
Luckily, that hasn't happened yet.
Yeah.
Yet. Crossing my fingers, you know?
Well, I remember I would give Banana, like, muscle relaxers before going to the vet to calm him down. And the rest of the day, he would just slowly shit while walking around. Like, it would just come out of his ass.
Ew.
And I'd, like, find, like, pellets
little
of shit.
Pellets
like, God damn it, Banana.
At least it's not little ice cream servings.
No. It was just solid little, like, they would just be coming out of his ass because he, I guess, didn't know how to control it, you know?
You know what sounds nice? Having a rabbit that goes around the house like a small dog or a cat.
Aw.
But you can't really... I don't think you can train a rabbit to poop in a specific area.
I know a guy that has that. Like a rabbit that roams around his house. It's the guy that made the rugs on my wall.
Ooh.
He's got like a rabbit named Boogie that goes around his house. Named after Boogie 2988.
Of course.
Yeah.
A gentle soul. Wasn't there a video of him with a gun and he like sends off a warning shot or something?
He's like pointing it at the guy filming and he's like, don't make me do this, man. Don't make me do this. It's such a good picture. Boogie standing there with the gun in the doorway.
Doesn't Boogie also have like a fucking, what is it called? A picture. What is it called? A mugshot.
Did he get arrested for that?
Mm-hmm. I thought I saw a mugshot of Boogie at some point.
Boogie is a character, man. Boogie is a man. He's a force to be reckoned with, that's for sure. Francis, you know?
Oh, Francis.
Are you fine? Does Boogie have a... There is a mugshot of... Is that... I think... Was that for the gun thing?
I guess. Booked in Washington County Jail. September 2020. He's currently held on $5,000 bond. How will he do this?
Yeah. Poor Boogie, dude. Free Boogie. Free my man Boogie.
Yeah, purposely displays a firearm in such a manner that creates a substantial danger of death or serious physical injury.
To be fair, the guy was like trolling him and like flew across the country just to troll him and showed up at his house. But it's also just funny, that picture of Boogie with the gun.
Hey, make content for the rest of us, baby. That's all that matters, huh?
Man, it would have been good content if you pulled that trigger.
I know.
You know? That would have been great content.
Damn it.
I know. Maybe we can go to his house. Maybe we can get shot. That's good content.
Yeah.
YouTube duo Super Mega killed by Boogie2988. He shoots both of us in the head. Execution style. Well, I feel he makes like, us get on our knees.
Well, I feel like to get the most out of it, one of us would have to survive. But be in a wheelchair.
Oh, that's true. That's true. And then tell the story.
But we're not actually like he can shoot me in the shoulder. I'll just be in a wheelchair, just like on the news and stuff, just to kind of gain a little more sympathy.
Yeah, I'll die. I don't mind. It's just eternal nothingness.
I mean, I could take the bullet this time.
No, I can die. It's fine. Oh, I mean, if you want to switch things up,
I don't think I can leave that.
We could switch things up. We can rock, paper, scissors it.
Okay. Okay. That seems fair. Best two out of three or just...
Whoever wins lives. I said 1, 2, 3.
Rock, paper, scissors. Okay. Yeah. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Oh. Ha. I'm dying.
Yeah, it looks like Boogie's shooting you in the chest cavity.
Fuck.
He's going to blow your entire chest cavity just completely clean open.
He's going to take a 44 Magnum and just blow my fucking head in half.
And I'm going to go... And then I'm going to be running away and he's going to shoot me in the back and I'm going to end up
gonna
in a wheelchair.
He's going to shoot you in your ass.
Yeah, right in the ass. Like Forrest Gump.
I got shot in the ass.
Yeah, and then I'll live to tell our tale. I'll write a book about the whole ordeal.
Good.
I'll make a lot of money. I'll get like a...
You'll make money for us both.
I'll get like a 6-7 figure book deal.
It all goes to you, but it's my story too.
Exactly. It's in your memory.
Not anymore. My memory doesn't exist. Half of my face is... gone.
I'm just imagining Boogie like pulling the trigger, like
blowing
just,
my fucking brains out,
like Matrix style camera movement of like close up on Boogie's face, pull out.
It's like hollow point bullets.
Following this like homemade hollow point bullet that he made himself.
That has like Francis etched onto the side.
Oh man. Boogie no more, you can't boogie. Remember that Wii game, Boogie?
No.
There was a Wii game called Boogie.
I know, Just Dance.
It was like Just Dance.
I love Just Dance.
I remember the commercial had that song Boogie in it, and it was fucking killer commercial.
Boogie, 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 boogie.
It's not how that song goes.
No, but, you know, imagine a Louis-style show with Boogie. Boogie, 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 boogie.
Yeah, dude, I love that imagery. Like, walking, like, down, like, a street in New York City.
Boogie, 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 boogie. He's like a fedora on. Boogie, boogie, you're gonna die.
That's not a death threat to Boogie. That's just the lyrics of the song.
Yeah. It's also, like, an older song in a lot of, like, shows or something.
Yeah, they just licensed it, probably.
For, like, what, like, $5?
Probably, dude. That song sucks ass.
License these nuts.
Yes.
You can't.
Damn. You need to be like a lawyer that represents like entertainment firms. So like when someone comes to license like an artist.
I'm suing firm. Your client. Yeah, we'll sue these nuts.
Oh! Bad news. Looks like we lost. By default. What? The case hasn't even started yet. He said, sue these nuts.
Oh, We can't through with this. We'll look like fools.
We're done. We just have to call it quits.
Fuck.
Quit these nuts.
Oh, are you still listening? Oh, fuck.
I'm going to have to disbar myself from ever representing law.
Disbar these nuts.
Get them out of the building!
thing.
I just lost my bar license. I can't serve anymore as a legal representative of the state of California.
I need to come over and I've been coming over to your place more because it's really just a hangout den now.
Yep. It's really just a hangout den now.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a big old opium den without the opium.
Oh, especially since Don's there.
Oh, yeah.
I need to clean my place up, though. My place is getting pretty dirty.
My place.
I need to vacuum and.
Jim has been keeping it clean. Jim cleans up every day, and that's very nice.
See, Justin just like stomps dirt everywhere when he walks in. I'm like, please put your shoes on. I'm beginning to think like it's an intentional thing.
Yeah. Just fucking stomping around. Yeah. Well, I don't want to get him in trouble, but I did last time we went over to your house. We were walking up to the front door. And it had rained. There was like a puddle of mud. And he went and like, he was like, oh, watch this. And he stomped around in it for a second. And then he went inside.
Of course.
His shoes were actually spotless before that. The white Jordans. I was actually surprised he muddied them up so much.
I didn't want to say anything because, you know, he's a visitor.
And he acted all upset that he got his new shoes dirty.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's something to think about.
Yeah. I mean, look, I've already said, you know, You and I actually like to squash the bit there to end it. You and I are kind of in a setup right now that I was in when I was growing up of going to like a parent's house every other week type of thing, or every week I'd switch off. Except it's longer in his case each time.
It's Justin. Yeah, we're just trading them back and forth between our places. Yeah, he's gonna come stay with Uncle Matthew soon,
and then he'll come back to Auntie Ryan.
Yeah, you might cook good for him, but he has more fun staying at Uncle Matthew's house.
Oh, yeah? Me. You mean he doesn't have fun with a man who lies in bed and watches just...
What do you think I do all day?
I take naps like all the time now because my body's like, you're not doing anything. Shut off.
If you're already like just laying down, the naps come naturally.
It's funny. I was on TikTok. And all of a sudden I scrolled through and Neil deGrasse Tyson pops up and he's like, you know, if I want to take a nap, if I have, what did he say? He's like, if I have time to sleep throughout the day and I notice that I have time to sleep, I'm taking a nap. And right after that, I was like, yeah, I'm taking a nap.
Damn, Neil.
So he's good for something.
Yeah, good for something. Finally.
Other than sucking this cock.
Fuck, dude. No, I won't be doing that.
Now, what is it in this universe? There's probably a universe where I am sucking your cock. Does those fucking hand things.
Things with his hands and his goofy ass mustache. Oh, man. Neil deGrasse Tyson. What a goofball, man. What an asshole, too.
He's just pretentious.
I love the ending of Zoolander 2.
I'm Neil deGrasse Tyson, bitch.
Great. It's fantastic.
Is that the tail end?
No, but that's earlier
like
the
climax
movie.
When things are beginning better, right?
Well, they have his cameo earlier, and then at the very end, there's like it just ends with like an explosion. He pops up, and then it's like cuts to black.
On a green screen.
Yeah.
Does the green screen effect look better than when we saw it in theaters?
I don't know.
I saw it twice. I've only seen it once.
Dude, twice was 4 years ago.
I did watch Anchorman again recently with Justin, though.
Oh, the first one?
Yeah.
The second one's good.
Yeah, but like part of me is like the first one is so classic. And see, the second one just tries to redo so many bits of the first one. Like that's the problem with sequels when it comes to comedies. They just try to rehash the jokes again. And it's like, I've seen this before, but better.
Which is not going to happen in the next super mega book.
Oh, of course not. Oh, of course
not.
We'll
definitely not fall into that trope.
No, I mean, especially since we'll probably be on a stricter writing schedule this time. And by that, I mean less time.
No, we have more time than last time.
Yeah, but knowing us.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, like, it's true. Old habits die hard. I would do my essays, like, the night before they were due. And now we still do that same type of shit as adults. But it's like writing a whole book the night before it's due.
Yep.
It's like, we'll get so much time.
There's just so much stuff that, like, we've always, like, promised and shit in the past, where it's because these things are stuff that we want to get done, and we see that they're, like,
we get excited
feasible,
about it.
And we get excited.
And we talk about it because we're excited about it.
And, like, I don't know. We just can't do everything all at everything everywhere all at once, you know?
Yeah.
Seen that yet?
No, I haven't. I've been meaning to.
This is the last movie I saw in a theater.
I heard it's great.
I saw it on like the 11th of March or some shit.
Heard it makes you cry.
Didn't make me cry. Well, I'm a straight white man. What themes do they have that'll make me emotional?
You know what, dude? They don't make enough movies for us.
I know.
For us straight white men?
The next one I can think about is probably not releasing for another few days. Jurassic World Dominion? Big dinosaurs?
Dominions?
Whoa!
It's got Dominions in it, you know what I'm saying?
Well, speaking of which, the new Minions movie, Minions, the something of Gru.
The castration of Gru.
that was good.
Dude, fucking... I like how they called it Dominion because it just sounds like Dominion.
Yeah, you know?
It's like Jurassic World with Minions.
It's not, though.
Dominion.
It's not.
I'm just making a joke, man.
Dominion meaning like...
No, I know. It means... I'm just making a joke, though. You know? It's not that serious.
Hmm.
What?
I just think it's going to be a good movie for all of us whites.
I never said it was going to be a bad movie.
See the cast? Whiteys through and through.
Honkies left and right. Crackers, you could say. I can't believe you can get banned on Twitch for saying cracker. Finally,
yeah, they banned me.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7. So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.
A twist for this.